Okay, that's great, Matt. Happy to hear, and I hope you get your satellite antenna fixed. We don't have any antennas on our roof. We have a rain gauge, electronic rain gauge, which turns our sprinkler system on and off depending on how much rain there was. And when it was put in about 6-7 years ago, it was put in on the highest point of the roof, requiring like a 30-foot ladder to get to. And now, of course, they can't find a 30-foot ladder, so they came and they put a new one in lower. But it does seem to be working. Oh, well, the joys of stuff on the roof. Next up is ACHTO Don, followed by W8EMV Ed. Don, what do you have for us?
Thank you, Pat. ACHTO Don here. Well, let's see. We saw the storms come through, got on the Skywarn RPC spotter net. Our power blinked out for about a minute or so, you know, just enough to need to reset some stuff, but no serious damage or harm with that. Amateur radio news. Well, U of M many years ago operated regularly the club station in the July 1st Canada Day contest. Kind of fell into hiatus with the pandemic. Thanks to WAATON John, who talked me into it, we resumed the tradition this year. And just two of us, and we're both getting older. We didn't have the energy to pull an all-nighter, but still, we did pretty respectively. John is decent at CW, which I'm not, so we picked up a lot of multipliers, so I think we'll make a respectable showing. We'll see. That one, traditionally, it's all done by volunteers. The results usually come out about the very end of November, so I'm going to hold my breath, but we'll see. That's about it for me, ACATO.